Blog Talk Radio.
We are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio in the afternoon. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And today we want to make an announcement. As usual, before we begin taking callers, it looks like we have a good start to the switchboard today. Now, for those of you out there listening and tuning in, you can take advantage of our great specials at the website howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. And we have the 30-minute special now going on for $5.95. We also have the hour special and a couple of other great specials throughout the website. Please go over and check them out for all of your private readings needs. And today we're going to be taking callers as usual. And what we're going to do here is every caller we begin to take, with each caller we want you to state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question as we bring you on air. You will be announced through your area code. All right, and for those of you wanting to call in today, the call-in number is 619-789-6807. And when you call in, if you want to raise your hand and ask a question, you may call in and then push the number 1 on your touch-tone phone. That will raise your hand in the queue and alert me that you want to be brought on to ask your question. Our first caller for today is area code 303. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. My name is Wendy, and I'm calling from Boulder, Colorado. And my question is regarding relationships and what you see as far as a partner. And I'm looking for a long-term relationship and that would...
Okay. And you said your name was Wendy, correct?
Correct.
Okay, Wendy. Well, the first thing that I'm picking up on here is, you know, that you will have a partner, you will have a good relationship. It seems to be with someone new a little bit more than it does with someone old, okay? Now, when I talk about someone old here, I'm doing that because I'm also picking up on a blast from the past, kind of trying to come back in for a little while, but then quickly goes back out, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any clue who this blast from the past might be? It's been at least a few weeks since you've spoken with them.
I'm guessing that it's Logan.
Okay. That could make a lot of sense there. Mm-hmm. And let me ask you something. This Logan guy, he seemed to have been very sketchy or someone that really didn't put the effort into the relationship at all. He seems to be someone that would have the tendencies of disappearing.
Right. I mean, he was still pretty entwined with a previous partner and is having trouble letting go of that, and that was basically the game stopper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, just be aware that Logan might try and pop back in here. I feel that when Logan does, it's not going to be anything permanent, okay? Then when I look at the new relationship opportunities flowing into your life, we're looking anywhere between the 8th and the 9th of next month in March, okay? And what I'm seeing with this is someone that's much more ready, someone that doesn't have the ties to the past, that are holding them back, but does have experience in relationships, okay? I also look at this person as being semi-professional, not corporate, not lower bar, somewhere in between, all right?
Okay. All right,
I
perfect.
I feel that there will be an attraction, but I'm going to go ahead and leave you with that for now, and if you want more, you can get a private reading.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, we have our next caller here at area code 505. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. My name is Patricia. I'm from New Mexico. And my question is, I just applied to a new position, and I was wondering if that was going to pan out for me.
Okay. Let's see here. And may I have the name of the company you applied with?
It's called Hogaris.
Hogaris. Okay. I thought the name was going to be a little unusual, but that's okay. You know, I am getting a great feeling about this, okay? What I am seeing here is a four-leaf clover, okay? And this means that you've gotten real lucky. If you just stick with it, you got real lucky on this one. Okay? There's someone in there that likes you. So who did you talk to anybody?
No, I haven't talked to anybody at all.
Okay. So this means that you're going to end up talking to somebody from there, and they're going to end up really liking you, and they're going to be like your, let's just say they'll get your back to try and get in there. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. That sounds good. And I was looking at your website at your full hour reading. That looks like a really good special. And,
well, thank you.
I'm going to be looking into that. Thank you. Anything
else?
Anything else you think of?
It's only one question per caller in the show, but we only have one other after you, so I'm going to let you slide this time. Now, when it looks to the finances, because we started out with that, and I want to keep along that theme right now. In the financial, I'm also looking at another opportunity that might come your way. Have you looked at maybe not doing your own business in a way, but doing a partnership with someone?
No, I wouldn't even know where to start there.
Because I'm seeing investment or some type of other financial income that you don't have to work for very much. Okay.
Ooh.
It looks like something you just spend a little bit of time on, and then you get, you know, money and money and money. So it looks like a reoccurring investment. Have you tried investing money in anything?
No, I haven't. I'm not really that much of a risk taker. I didn't go there.
Well, right now, I'm feeling like you might want to look for some low-risk money investments. And for other places to really generate more money for you, because I can see you as someone that can attract and draw in good financial wealth, okay? You just have to put yourself out there.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I have to really, put my foot out there to do that. So, yeah, I'm going to be thinking about that. I definitely will. Thank you, Adam.
Okay.
I appreciate it. You have a good day.
Not a problem. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller for today is area code 520. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Lisa from Arizona. Hi, Adam. And I was just wanting to ask about the month of March. You've got a lot of projects coming up. And I wonder if you... Some of them are with other people, and I was just wondering if you saw that as going well.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, because I'm going to answer that for you, but I need to ask you this, okay? What is going on with a particular house? I'm feeling like there's a particular house that needs a little, you know, fixing up, because I'm being shown the vision of having to paint the walls.
Oh, well, I don't know. I wouldn't, I don't know. You think we're getting into a new house?
It could be getting into a new house. It could be, you know, helping someone with the with a house. I'm just feeling that there is this vision right now that I'm having for you, and it's of painting these walls, and it's white color. It's not like it's anything fancy, but just painting these walls in a nice new house.
Oh,
but
wow.
The house seems to be run down a little bit. It's new to the new owner, but it's a little run down, and it's a good fixer-upper.
Oh, my. Well, I wouldn't turn it down, that's for sure.
Okay, okay. Well, what I want you to do is just keep your eyes open for a house, whatever, because there seems to be a blessing attached with this, okay? And then, now, as far as the investments that you're making, the investments are good, okay? It will have a good turnaround for you. It's going to take a little bit longer than what you would like. That's with any investments. That's the norm. But I do psychically feel that having a good turnaround.
So they're projects. They're not investments. It's just an investment of time. But, I mean, it's projects.
You're investing your time, honey.
Yeah. So they look like they're going to be okay. I mean, some of the people that I work with are not, I don't know, they can be a little shady
yeah.
As far as personal agendas and that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, I can understand that. But you're investing time, two, this will lead you to other opportunities down the road that will really be good. Okay, and I think that it will work out. It'll be well. Of course, it could always be better than, you know, what, there's always room for improvement. But I don't feel bad about this. I feel good about this. And I feel that as long as you go into this with a positive frame of mind, then you will be able to manifest this in a positive way.
Yay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you. Anything else I can answer for you here? I believe you're the last caller in the queue right now.
One of my children, they're adult. I just saw them and spoke with them yesterday. Do you see them being okay?
Okay. The energy with them right now is a little unbalanced, but it does appear to me that they will be okay, yes.
Okay, great.
I'm seeing scales evening out. It might be heavier on one side right now, but it kind of evens out.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, and once more for those of you out there listening and tuning in, if you would like to call in to today's show, the call-in number is 619-789-6807. And when you call in, push the number 1 on your touch-tone phone, and we will bring you on air. You may want to use this number next time we host the show. All right. Well, we want to wish everyone out there a namaste, respect, honor, and love to everyone. Please don't forget to check out HowlPsychic.com for all of your spiritual counseling needs and more. All right, and we will talk to you next time here on Psychic Talk Radio in the afternoon. Good day.